here with Hour 3, the firing line for another amazing day of the 23rd of September, and I guess it's formally the fall now after the 21st. Michelle, do you have any announcements today for the firing line?
Well, the first thing, hello everyone, it's great to be here, and the first thing I'd like to talk about is what happens to be on special for this week.
Oh, I have them all lined up here on the page of NutriMedical.com.
Well, we can start with the Life Support. The Life Support chocolate has been on sale with the 7% off and free shipping, and that's a big 2-pound canister, so you save a lot of money on the shipping alone. That's been on sale as chocolate for a few months, but now it's vanilla. Now if you want to try the vanilla, here's your chance. That's on the front page of NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical. That's a little fast. .com. And then Green Tea Supreme. I'm trying to make a few different things by request, you know, of products that.
Which, by the way.
Just putting our most popular ones there.
What do you think green tea does to you?
Green tea, I think it's cardiovascular, is one.
Burns off calories, it's a fat. Mm-hmm. Gives you great breath. In other words, if you want to make your breath good, you want to take green tea.
What about cardiovascular?
It's going to pull out the toxins out of your body that helps to protect your heart and blood vessels, right?
Okay.
So that's its primary effect. Green tea basically pulls out toxins, mm-hmm. makes your breath good, mm-hmm. gets rid of thiol compounds and so on in your gut and mouth and so on.
So it's kind of a detox.
And it also is a fat burner. Because each capsule equivalent to 10 pots of green tea. Not one, 10.
10 pots of green tea?
That's how powerful
one
it is.
One capsule. But you don't get any kind of...
It doesn't have a lot of caffeine. It has catechins.
Yeah.
ECGC catechin.
So green tea isn't like black tea?
No.
Or orange pico?
No.
All right. So next, Bill, we have the CardioVasc. That's on free shipping. CardioVasc. Right. Is there anything you want to say about the CardioVasc real quick while I want to...
It lowers blood pressure, improves perfusion, helps to be one of the first things we do for erectile dysfunction, helps to perfuse your brain and liver. And if you want to get nutrients to your tissue, you have to perfuse them. This is very important. So no matter what you're taking, if you had CardioVasc, it's going to deliver to the tissues better.
Good. What about the Sports Energy Light?
I have it right in my drink here. Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag with a little teeny bit of Combined. And that's my drink during the day. It gives you a slow-release green form of coffee that's very slow-release. You don't get a blam. Then it has all the electrolytes and antioxidants. That's why it's in a nitrogen sachet. So all the antioxidants are actually sealed under nitrogen so they won't decay. And then I add a scoop of the, two scoops of the Brain Mag. But it's fantastic. The drink flavor is amazing.
I noticed,
and it gives you energy,
I notice a lot of men buy the Sports Energy Light. Not too many women. I wonder why that is.
They're sporty. They're out there doing stuff like basketball and football and running and whatever. But it would be good for women, too, with sports. It gives you electrolytes. You don't get cramps. Mm-hmm. It helps protect your body from oxidative stress when you run and do exercise. You create free radicals. And it helps to maintain energy level during the day.
Well, maybe it's because women don't realize that it's for them, too.
It is. It's for both.
Sports Energy Light.
Yeah.
Look at this, Bill. The Brain Power. Wow.
Brain Power of Impulsive.
$24.97.
Yeah, Brain Power of Impulsive.
Capsules.
Now, I'll tell you a little story last night with Brain Power.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing last night?
We went out, and I had a whole lot of these roasted
Brussels sprouts.
I had a bucket of Brussels sprouts. I went Brussels sprout crazy because I'm a Brussels sprout nut.
I like them, too.
Yeah, I know. But what happened is I started to trigger because it triggered a very strong detox reaction, and I got, my left eye, upper odor, I started getting the scintillating signs that I was like one of those windows.
What, from Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, it's detoxing me so fast I was starting to get a migraine, which I haven't had for years.
So are you telling me that Brussels sprouts detox you?
Oh, yeah, like crazy.
What's in Brussels sprouts?
Sulforaphane glycosinolate, which is in our anti-cancer, anti-malignancy drug called Malignablock.
And that's naturally in your Brussels sprouts.
Naturally Brussels sprouts. Each capsule of Malignablock is equivalent to 5 pounds of the SGS in Brussels.
I thought it was broccoli.
It's the same thing. It's in Brussels sprouts and broccoli. So sulforaphane glycosinolate.
Here's
what happens is when I started to get that, I took the brain power.
What happened to you?
I started to get the scintillating eye signs. I was going to have a migraine. I didn't have any pain yet, but I was starting to go upper odor quadrant. My vision was starting to go to look like a stained glass window with all kinds of different colored pains. And the brain power helped to shut it off, literally less than 5 minutes.
See, now I'm convinced you're crazy.
I've had migraines, but you see, our nutraceuticals. I also took with it Gamma E Plus and a CoQ10, Ubiquitol, and it turned it off like faster than any of the drugs.
Okay,
so I used the drugs years ago.
Slow down a bit. You took what?
CoQ10.
Yes.
Ubiquitol.
Mm-hmm.
Gamma E Plus, and the Brain Power.
Now, I've seen before where people just take the CoQ10 and it gets rid of a migraine.
It'll work, but it doesn't work quite as fast as if you add the Gamma E Plus and the Brain Power. The Brain Power of Inpulsatine protects your brain from oxidative stress. So if you're trying to maintain your memory, or if you have a child with autism, or you have a person that's starting to have a tendency toward migraines or at risk of stroke, because people with migraines are at high risk of stroke because they get vasospasm, and it's during the vasospasm to expel, they either have a block or an embolus.
Aren't you blessed to have that on hand?
Oh, yeah. I basically walked over, starting to lose a vision in my left eye, and was in 2 to 3 minutes, it was totally clear. We could watch your show, Dr. Martin.
I know. Well, that's the funny part. Bill said, "Oh, I'm having some kind of a migraine. Come on." And I said, "I don't care. Sit down here and watch this show with me." And you go, "I'm going to take something." And then, of course, it was. I didn't even pay attention to you, but I guess, yeah, you sat down and you were fine.
Oh yeah, I was better before I actually sat down.
You know me. I never asked you how you were feeling, anyways. Just sit down and watch this.
And Dr. Martin, of course, is the ultimate diagnostician.
Oh, here we go again.
Like,
my gosh.
One of the things that
he
had
there,
he had a guy, I'll give you an example. Bill's people don't realize there's tyramine in cheese.
Yes.
And if you can't degrade tyramine, you start to smell fishy.
Yes.
Because of tyramine. So if you have a tyraminase deficiency, you're going to smell like fish. Because especially really stinky cheeses, like, you know, aged, like one of my favorite cheeses, which is the Black Diamond.
Yeah, that's
5-year cheese.
Tastes,
or 5 to 8 years, whatever. Uh-huh. It tastes really good, but it's got lots of tyramine. So if you got the tyraminase, which is very rare.
So when you have an extra sharp cheddar, that's got more of that
tyramine. It's a stimulant. That's why, for example, in really good wines, you have these we call congeners that are in wine that often stimulants. Tyramine is one of them.
Does that come from the grape? In the grape?
It's just the bio-fermentation process, like when you're fermenting cheese.
Oh, same thing. Okay, so that's where it comes from, the fermentation.
Right. So,
okay.
Right.
So what you were talking about is this guy being fishy. Bill's loving the show because it's all diagnosed.
And it's all biochemistry and stuff. And this guy obviously is a biochemical genius. He's the TV Dr. Martin super diagnostician, and I'm the real one.
Is there enough room in this room for your ego? Let me see. Open the window. It's not narcissism.
It's competence. It's the difference. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So that when I saw these,
I jump out and diagnose and say,
"Ah, I love this. This guy's with it, and he's doing procedures while he's telling people." Like he was tapping this one guy that fell off the roof and on there. It's called a glabellar tap test. It's for Parkinson's.
Yeah. What was that?
Tap somebody between their eyebrows, and if their eyes keep on blinking, it's one of the early signs of Parkinson's disease.
Really?
Yeah. So if you keep blinking after you tap somebody between the eyes after the third or fourth blink, they're most likely have early Parkinson's.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah.
I know. It's so much fun to watch you, though, during the show.
Yeah.
And
I remember I'll
say, "Play it back, Bill. What was that?"
So you realize the brain structure and the psychological structure of doctors, they have what's called a gamma personality, is different than the regular public. We don't think the same way. And when you go through medical school training and residency, it's burnt into your hardwired in your nervous system. That's why even if somebody collapsed on the road, I'll go right into an emergency trauma mode, like right away, just like road, even after years.
That's why you're handy to have around the house and have around on vacations and everything. Anyway, so let's go back to, that was fun, Bill. I knew you were going
to
talk about Doc Martin.
I have to have a Doc Martin segment.
Not today.
Go ahead.
You never listen to me. Bill, where were we? Brain Power. Oh, so that's a Brain Power, but mainly, and for me, I like the Brain Power because it's good for memory. And cognition. Right.
Well, we're all under degradation, Steve. A lot of people wait until they get to the last few good neurons still talking to each other. And if you take the Brain Power, you don't have to worry about counting your neurons. These are going to still be happy.
Yeah. The NutriDefense Bill is still on sale, and I kind of keep that one up there because
that is super powerful. That formula I designed myself. It has the most powerful antioxidant in the world called polyphenol. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the studies done on prostate cancer, if the men took the dosage I recommend, not one person, and this is over 2,000 men over 20 years in Japan, got prostate cancer. Not one. So it's a major anti-cancer. It also has components that block the Fenton reaction that allow pathogens to enter tissue planes, any pathogen. Mm-hmm. It blocks the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, including Zika, right? And it's the most powerful stimulant for NK killer cells to fight cancer and infection. It's all a NutriDefense. So the antioxidant will protect you against radiation, too, including alpha, beta, and gamma radiation.
And the vitamin Miramax, of course, is a repeat, but it's kind
it's
of
It's albion chelated minerals, because if you have mineral deficiencies, it's the first thing you have to correct. Mm-hmm. Vitamin Miramax minerals plus super powerful, important, and activated nutrients. Because if you don't repair the minerals first and then the activated nutrients that jump to gene defects or SNPs, you can't heal anybody.
And how about the vitamin Miramax is in the life support?
Right.
There you go.
So we talked about this in the first hour.
Okay.
About the monoamine oxidase 2, a repeater gene that's been found in 2011 as the cause of violent behavior in Aborigines in Africa, mm-hmm. and up to 15% of black populations, which is less than 0.25% in white Europeans. And it's one of the primary things when you combine with bad diet, epigenetically, and mineral deficiencies like Dr. Alex shows. Remember we went to Tacoma, Washington years ago?
I thought that was Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle, yeah. It was outside, yeah. Uh-huh. What Alex shows presented was that if you have high levels of manganese in their hair, which also shows up in their blood, mm-hmm. they have seizure activity of the amygdala, the rage control nucleus. And when they screened prison inmates who were violent criminals, 100% of them show high levels of manganese in their hair.
And, of course, the vitamin Miramax is a lot of trace minerals.
Right, so you have the right trace minerals, you can overcome those.
Yeah.
And then you can chelate out the heavy metals, for example, that can also trigger abnormal behavior.
Bill, I talked with Maria. Hi, Maria. She's a sweetheart. Do you know, remember her, Bill, from Virginia?
Yeah, Maria, I know. Yeah, she's a talker, and she's so bubbly, I would say, as a personality.
Honestly, she's like a salesperson for NutriMedical. It's just, like, awesome. She's just...
She's a cheerleader. I think if you could see her on video, you'd probably see her with pom-poms going, rah, rah, NutriMedical, rah, rah, rah. She'd be there dancing and doing double flips and cartwheels.
Well, a couple things, Bill. Her dad was diagnosed with diabetes, type 2. He's
right.
Not really overweight, but he's...
Some people aren't.
It reminded me of Tom Hanks. He was diagnosed with diabetes, type 2, and he's not that much overweight.
The reason is our soil in North America is depleted of vanadium and chromium. Mm-hmm. It's also depleted of copper and zinc. And you lose, basically, these minerals govern superoxide dismutase, which causes increased leukotriene B4, mm-hmm. which triggers off diabetes. And when you trigger off diabetes, you end up with insulin resistance and leptin resistance. So you don't have to necessarily become overweight. You can get osteoarthritis. Or, for example, dementia is actually type 3 diabetes, which is diabetes of the brain cells where they can't utilize sugar anymore.
Type 3
diabetes. It's in the literature.
I didn't know that.
Type 3 diabetes is dementia. So the primary cause of dementia
Do all diabetes cause dementia too?
Their chances of getting dementia is 4 to 6 times higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there can be other causes, but it's one of the major triggers for it. Because
how do you protect that from happening?
What do you start doing with our vitamin minerals plus, number one, mm-hmm. leptin metabolic, glycemics, biotin plus, and you want to repair the zinc and copper, which is minerals plus, and the vitamin mineral max, and you want to take ultrathiamin B1, right? You want to take things that are going to repair the oxidative stress and inflammation like Cell Defense Plus. So the idea is you've got to increase insulin sensitivity, leptin sensitivity, and you got to reduce free radicals, like things like the Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, Nutritrala. Because if you give even diabetics Nutritrala, you'll see their hemoglobin A1C. I just got an email this morning. Mm-hmm. This person... they had a funny email address. It was like God's hand grenade was their email, right? I thought, this is funny. And they said they have blood sugars like 286 and their hemoglobin A1C is 11.3, right? Well, if you give them Nutritrala, that hemoglobin A1C is going to drop, say, to 7.2 or under. Mm-hmm. That's going to immediately reduce inflammation, so their insulin level fasting in the morning and 2 hours later will drop. Now, how many doctors think are measuring fasting or 2 hour insulin? None. And they need to start doing it. Need to start measuring oxidative markers because diabetes is an inflammatory disorder. And if we reduce that, Tom Hanks, who's not overweight, won't end up with dementia down the road, say 10 years from now, or won't end up going in heart failure because their mitochondria start to fail in their heart.
And he was awesome in Sully. Just awesome, if you want to see
him. Yeah, he was.
Back to Maria, her mother. I don't know, you've talked to her
Maria,
about her mother.
Yeah,
you have
Maria.
Her mother on a program, right?
Right.
I think she started about 6 months ago, and she's 81. Well, here we go. You're going to believe this. She is so full of energy. She's 81, that they were river rafting. This is last
river
time
rafting.
Maria
took.
Yeah, river rafting.
81-year-old river
Four
rafting.
Hours.
Oh, yeah,
river
wow,
rafting.
Wow.
But they're going balloon riding this weekend.
Oh, wow. But no, it's a little less vigorous than river rafting.
I know. That can be pretty
Especially dope. If you have to do the paddling part.
But that's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's good, yes.
Yeah. Gives you your life back, you know?
Yeah, we had one gentleman, actually, who was on a cholinesterase pump for terminal heart failure, and within 2 weeks after going on my protocol, he's back out on the stump because he's a political, organizer here in California, and he's literally a new man. He is like, again, doing cartwheels of the fact that his heart failure, and his doctors couldn't do a dang thing to stop it, and they're even using what are called terminal end-stage drugs, and it phosphored yesterday's pump, and it wasn't stopping it.
Paula Bills from California. She's from up Napa Valley area.
Right.
She has a recurrence of cold sores, and her doctor diagnosed her with trigeminal neuralgia.
Trigeminal neuralgia, the thing that the doctors miss is that most of these neuropathic pain conditions have a stealth pathogen. And they usually get in the second division of the trigeminal nerve. Trigeminal means three. There's an eye division, a maxillary division, and a mandibular division of the nerve.
Yeah.
And they usually get the second division is the most common, where they end up with the nerve tracking up through the foramen of their upper jaw into their what's called the trigeminal ganglion, which is a huge ganglion behind the sphenopalatine fossa, behind the back of the throat, right, the jaw. And what happens is that sphenopalatine fossa, you have two of them, right, two trigeminal nerves, and it's behind the maxillary sinus. What I do is I use three different strategies. Number one, you got to kill off the pathogen with Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, and now our new True Silver, which is even more powerful than the Silver 100, which is way more powerful than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to stop the free radicals in the nerve fiber tract with things like Neurogen, Gamma E+, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Nitrotrala. And you got to repair the dismyelinated nerve fiber because they actually lose the myelin sheath with Neurogen, etc.
Bill, what's the signs of that trigeminal? Because I was talking to Paula, and it's like your part of your face doesn't—it's like paralyzed
or
something.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the trigeminal nerve is one that's a sensory nerve. The motor nerve is a facial nerve.
Okay. So what are the symptoms of that?
Extreme excruciating pain. You get hypersensitivity to the skin. There's a thing called a shove stick sign where you touch it, and they go, and they get a horrible pain there. Very sensitive to changes in temperature, so if they have a hot or cold fluid in their mouth, it can trigger off a pain spasm, pain attack.
So what's it called when your face is paralyzed? What's that called?
That's basically a facial nerve palsy.
It's or a stroke?
That's the seventh cranial nerve. The fifth is the trigeminal.
Okay.
So my approach is different. The regular medical approach is to use anti-seizure drugs, which turn you into a zombie, literally. I mean, you give the drugs that the regular neurologist will give, and the person becomes a faint shadow of what they used to be as a human. It's really gross.
Our next bill is Justo from Georgia. You know who I'm talking about. And I do believe that you may have talked to him on the phone about this episcleriosis.
Yeah, he dove into a pool and he scratched his eye. And most likely what he did is he...
On the bottom, you said.
Right. And most likely it was a public pool or, like a regular swimming hole or whatever.
Yeah.
The most likely thing is he's got amoebic sclerosis, which is amoebic infection, or bacterial infection, or fungal, or a combination.
It's right in his eye.
Right. So what I told him to do, the doctor only gave him an anti-inflammatory, which is probably a steroid. So I told him, he's out at a conference here in California, so when he gets back to Georgia, he needs to start on a Silver 100. We'll soon have the new True Silver.
When is that coming, the new True Silver?
Probably by next week, maybe the week after.
We have an announcement about the Silver. It's Dr. Bill's Silver, but we don't want to announce it too quick, but I think it's coming next week.
It could be as early as next week. Now, here's the technology in it. This is based
on... I hope it's not as long as the Mountain Red Deer. No, it's going to be quick, right?
Here's the technology.
Okay.
We take the silver molecules.
Mm-hmm.
And we alkalinize them by attaching them to hydrogen.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're talking about the silver.
Yeah, and then we put it in liposomes.
Why?
Liposomes cross the cell membrane and open through the ion channels, and alkalinized minerals are actively transported into the cells. They're non-alkaline cell blocks.
So you're putting liposomes in this silver.
We're putting the silver ions or molecules that have been alkalinized with hydrogen inside liposomes. Nobody else does this in the world.
Wow, that's so complicated. What are liposomes?
It's like a cell membrane, of your own cells. So we're putting an envelope around just like a cell membrane of your cells.
Wow, okay. Cool. When we come back, I guess I should get right into the email, shouldn't I?
Good idea.
All righty then.
Do you like that description of the...
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Questions about their health issues. Let's get into the emails now and see if we can give people some direction.
Joanne, an email. Dr. Deagle, I haven't felt right since menopause. I'm now 64 years old with no major health problems, and blood work indicates cholesterol, sugar levels, thyroid tests are all within normal limits. My weight is normal, and HRT was stopped within a couple of years of being prescribed due to concern it could cause cancer. I've tried bioidentical HRT, but did not notice much improvement. My skin is somewhat dry and hair is thinning. My major complaint is low energy and concentration. Occasionally experience a hot flash. Can you recommend a remedy for my concerns?
Well, the first thing is the only type of hormone replacement therapy that causes cancer forms a thing called a 16-hydroxyestrone adduct. That's made from horsemary urine, which doctors have been prescribing for 4 decades. Mm-hmm. If you have bioidentical hormone therapy, it's based on soy, so they have E1, E2, and E3. And the problem with that, if you take excess, you're going to convert to male hormone, which means you can get male pattern baldness, muscular changes, etc. I recommend DHEA, pregnenolone, and femgestrone. And we're going to, those are really important because the transdermal form bypasses your liver that degrades it and helps to repair that. So the first thing I recommend, number one, is you get back on DHEA, pregnenolone, and femgestrone. Number two, that's what you have to do first. The second thing you need to do with low energy is you have to assume, although your thyroid is normal from the conventional tests, you need to do a basal body temperature chart, number one. If it's low, you're hypometabolic, which is a type 2 hypothyroidism tied to insulin resistance, which can be pre-diabetic. And you want to measure reverse thyroid hormone, which is free RT3. If your RT3 is high and your body temperature is low, you're hypometabolic and you need mitothyroid, Neutrodyne, and Minerals Plus because you're hypothyroid. It's very common in elderly people. Over 60, two-thirds of people are hypothyroid.
Under she says your thyroid test was normal.
Means nothing. The doctors do not know what they're doing, period, all of them, endocrinologists included, because none of them measure RT3 or basal body temperature. If you give somebody reverse thyroid hormone, it literally suspends their metabolism.
Well, for energy, if you just take the Neutrodyne, it'll all level out.
Well, the first things I get for energy, if you just want to increase general energy on top of the hormone replacement, I start off with simple things like the Sports Energy Light Drink. I take NADH tablets and D-ribose. You can add a half a teaspoon of D-ribose to your drink.
What if she could only afford, say, one or two things?
I get the Sports Energy Light, right, number one. And I would probably take the, say, Minerals Plus and Vitamin Max.
That's three.
Right.
So probably the Vitamin Max, since it has the minerals.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then the body may right itself. But you need to retest the thyroid, or just start off even with simple things. Do a temperature chart. If it's low, you need to go back for the thyroid test. If your temperature is normal, you're properly euthyroid, which means you're not hypometabolic because you can have two types. We have antithyroid antibodies attacking the microsomal and the thyroglobulin fraction, or you can have what we call insulin resistance hypothyroidism, which is 30 times more likely.
Well, why is her skin dry? Would the collagen max help that?
What you need to do is fatty acids. I would give her Omega Supreme. Wow. Will help her skin, and collagen max will help make her skin be much more lustrous and regrow her hyaluronic acid and her collagen and so on. So
right,
I take,
especially with the hair thinning, and now that we have the biotin in with the collagen max, that'll help her hair.
Exactly.
And she should make sure she has enough iron, too, for her hair.
Well, you're going to get that in the Vitamin Max Minerals Plus.
Good.
Yeah, so that'll correct that. So I start off with those basic ones, and then just in 2 to 4 weeks, email me as to what your progress is. If your basal body temperature is low, you need to go back and do your thyroid test with a free reverse T3 as well as a high-sensitivity TSH. But the reverse T3 is very important.
Next is Willie from up in Orange County, California. From one angry American to another, go Dr. Bill. I am ready to fight anytime, anywhere. Keep up the great work. Bill, don't make that
That's
noise
good.
With the ice. You told me you don't make noise.
I usually don't, but I had to stir because I put my cardiovascular. I'm caught because I had to put my cardiovasc in there.
See, that's it. I'm not here to say anything.
I usually don't, but
I do it all the time.
No, I don't. I was doing it to
I got an email from someone asking me to ask Bill not to have his ice cubes.
I usually don't drink. I drink between breaks, or I have this big cup where I don't stir it. It's like, great, now you can't hear it?
I can hear it.
No, you can't.
Sure can.
Ask the audience if you can hear me having a sip of my Sports Energy Light.
He said, this is sweet, Bill. He says, keep up the great work. God bless you and your family. He doesn't care if your ice makes noise.
Well,
he just wants to go.
Sometimes people tolerate me going on a rant, but it's a godly rant. Hopefully it's a patriotic rant, supportive, a godly and righteous and repentant America. How's that? Hallelujah. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wonder if at some time, if you have too many questions, if you wanted to do even just to sit down and do a video recording of these things, and we'll send them up as a video on YouTube and Vimeo. I mean, if you have more than what you can deal with today, we can even just sit down anytime and just slap up some videos.
Next question.
I like to put you in a state of shock.
On the air. not that
I'm going to do a video capture afterward with Ann Morrison.
That's good.
I just got a Skype from Jim Fetzer.
I'm going to get my hair done. I don't know what you're doing.
Jim Fetzer is going to also be on. We're going to do a video recording of his book.
Did you have fun?
We were nuked in 9/11. We're going to talk about that afterward. Do a video capture.
I'll be with the ladies. Okay. Janet from New Jersey. Hi, Dr. Bill. I was referred to you by a friend who strongly believes in your knowledge. For the past 5 years, I have been on Norvasc
Amlodipine
for high blood pressure, and I have experienced severe hair loss and circulation problems, and I'm looking for a natural alternative. I am also hoping to regain my hair loss and was wondering what your recommendation is for both issues.
Well, the first thing is amlodipine. What do you think it will do to the brain and to your IQ?
What is that? All these words.
It's a calcium adrenal channel blocker.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Now, it's really bad. Oh. I tell people, this is one of my blacklist drugs. Nobody should ever take a calcium adrenal blocker, ever. Mm-hmm. When you take it, over 5 years, your IQ will drop 30 to 50 points, and it shrinks your brain away from your calvarium, your skull.
Terrible.
Okay, it's bad. And it also negatively affects your hair follicles and other tissues, so that's part of the reason why she's losing her hair. Mm-hmm. So to start reversing the hair loss, the first thing she needs to do is take hormone synergy. She does and convert her female hormone to male that causes male pattern hair loss. Mm-hmm. Second thing she does is start gamma E plus. The gamma receptors help to protect the hair follicle from oxidative stress. And the third is use Recidivil Hair Tonic, or Nutramed Recidivil, that will actually block the male receptor pattern so it won't cause hair loss. Those are the three things. Now, with blood pressure, cardiovasc, which is the first thing she needs, either 15 to 45 drops, usually 15 to 30, or 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day, depending how big of a woman she is. She should be on magnesium glycinate, Supernox, CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol, and VascuCare. And she needs to be on VeinAway, which is going to protect her blood vessel walls. That's a core. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I recommend a gamma and omega supreme, like omega supreme, which are a new highly absorbed one, or omega supreme krill. Mm-hmm. These are all natural, and in most cases, if you want a diuretic, use Power C Plus. It's a fantastic diuretic, along with VeinAway and ultrathiamine B1 to protect your blood vessel walls. And if she's pre-diabetic, which is very likely, you want to be on things for that, including dibetalene, berberstatin, and take leptin metabolic, because most of these people are hypertensive, or basically it's an epiphenomena of pre-diabetes. Mm-hmm. They may not be in high blood sugar yet, but if you measure your fasting blood insulin, it's above 2.0 microunits of insulin per fasting in the morning. Mm-hmm. And if it's above that, it means she's got hyperinsulinemic-induced hypertension. Because your primary action of insulin is not just to stimulate the GLUT4 transporter for sugar, mm-hmm. it's the sodium potassium ATPase that regulates your blood pressure.
Oh.
So the most powerful effect on the body is the sodium potassium ATPase, which is affected by insulin resistance.
Interesting. Very interesting. Bill, got me right into that. Richard from Santa Rosa, California.
Right.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. You spoke with my mother a couple of days ago, and she mentioned you'd like to talk to me. She gave me a list of Nutrimeds to get, but the list isn't complete. He goes on to say that you addressed her arthritis. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I talked to her, yeah. For arthritis, the first thing I recommend is tendon mender, joint performance, collagen max, and
inflammatory. Is that osteoarthritis?
It doesn't matter. It's either one.
Oh, any
because
arthritis?
Because both of them, they're all inflammatory. They're just different types.
So
for example,
what was it again? I'm sorry.
Tendon mender, joint performance, collagen max, inflammatory.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has other issues here, Bill, that I don't know what they are. Maybe you do.
She's got vascular issues, which again... Yeah. If you look at the population...
You just said that. You just did the vascular thing.
Yeah, I just talked about the vascular issues and hypertension. Yeah.
So we don't need
basically, our entire population are dying of vascular disease, which is an inflammatory condition, and it's also tied directly to pre-diabetic insulin resistance. So mm-hmm. University of California 4 months ago published that 69% of the California population, which is a good example of America and around the world, mm-hmm. are diabetic or pre-diabetic according to the current standards for the ADA.
For what age?
All adults over 20.
Wow.
Diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Apparently
and if you actually use my criteria...
kids are getting...
Right, and if you look at my criteria, which is even stricter, of high blood insulin above 2.0 microunits, fasting insulin, mm-hmm. and inflammatory markers like elevated leukotriene B4, mm-hmm. virtually 95% of adults are turning diabetic after 20, and by the time you reach your middle age, they're all diabetic. But they may not have high insulin, I mean high blood sugar yet, mm-hmm. and it may take them until they're 60 to all of a sudden they start spilling sugar, but they're already getting renal damage, forming plaque, getting inflammatory changes to their brain, shutting down the GLUT4 transporter so their brain's not working so well anymore unless they take medium-chain triglyceride like coconut oil. And they're all developing end-organ changes, but they're not yet hyperglycemic. They're getting increased, let's say, hemoglobin A1C.
So for that 69% or whatever, what would you recommend for that?
Firstly, dibetalene and berberstatin and leptin metabolic.
Oh, yeah, the dibetalene. Yeah.
And minerals plus. The minerals, vanadium, chromium. Our soils are virtually completely depleted of chromium and vanadium.
So diabetalene isn't just for diabetics. It's for people that are
hypertension.
Kind of heading that way, too?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Minerals Plus especially. Because if you're hypertensive and your fasting blood insulin is high and you don't address it, the underlying cause of your hypertension is basically pre-diabetic insulin resistance. Interesting, eh?
Yeah. Peter from Chino, California.
Right.
I always like to
that,
say...
By the way, that's the primary cause of hypertension.
I say the town in California because what do we have, 30 million people here in California?
Almost 40.
You'll never pinpoint who's who. Everyone has same name.
Yeah.
Similar name.
Similar name, yeah.
Anyways, how many Peters are in Gmail?
Yeah.
Like 100. Hi, Dr. Bill. I'm interested in regards to becoming a mobile data center affiliate.
Right. This is for doing like the QRMA or the Metapathia Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll train all the technicians. You don't have to have medical background. You have to purchase the machines from us. I'll train you. And then you can become a mobile center. You can have it in your...
Isn't this just offered for customers?
You have to be a customer.
Yeah.
And you can be a health professional, too. You can have it in your office, or you can be a person who wants to do it. And if you're smart, I can train you. Then if you want to be a diagnostic side, like a health professional, I will train doctors to do the interpretation as well, so they become part of our team. Because eventually it's going to get so busy, I won't be able to handle it, say, a year or two from now. We have sites all over the country and all over the world.
Donna from French Gulch in California.
Right.
Dear Dr. Deagle, what is good to use from your Nutramedicals for high blood pressure? Well, I think you just said that. I don't want to take the blood pressure medication the doctor has given me, good thing, if I don't need to. And I use your Nutridyne, and I think it's the best Nutridyne. I seem to have more energy. I have tried others and found that these other brands are not as good. Yeah, we hear that all the time.
There's three reasons why it works better. Number one, it's higher energy than fluoride, chloride, or bromide, or chloramines. And the reason is because of the atomic structure and the Tesla activation.
Mm-hmm.
So no other iodine is comparable to this. Number two, it activates and creates new mitochondria. And number three, it actually regenerates your thyroid gland, which is the lock and key that creates T3 that turns on your mitochondria. The key is T3, not reverse T3, which is going to block your thyroid gland.
So say for a woman... mid-50s, average weight,
right.
140 pounds. What would you say, how many drops should she take a day, conservatively, please?
10 drops twice a day.
10?
Yeah, 10 drops. And the reason is it's going to help to maintain her sex hormone transport and conversion. It's going to maintain her adrenal glands, and it's going to maintain her thyroid. Because most adults over 50 to 60 are hypothyroid and hypoadrenal.
That's why 10.
Right. And it's also going to clear pathogens from their gut and from what we call stealth pathogens in their blood vessels. When I actually do immunological tests in the past, and now I have the Metapathia Hunter, everybody's infected with stealth pathogens like cytomegalovirus, candida, for example. If you see a man with chronic prostatism, all of them, not some, have Trichomonas vaginalis or candida or a mycobacterial or fungal infection in their prostate.
How do they get that?
It's in the urinary tract. I mean, it's going to descend in their bladder. It's going to descend along the ureter. Back into their bladder.
So it's not necessarily a sexual thing, is it?
Oh, yeah, of course it can be. Trichomonas vaginalis can be an infective organism they can acquire sexually, and it can end up lodging in the prostate or the seminal vesicles, and they can have a chronic infection in the prostate.
But can you get this any other way?
No.
Oh.
Well, you can get it metastatically from your bowel, because you can have, you know, let's say, for example, an adult. It's very common to have someone who has what's called a diverticular abscess. Mm-hmm. And they don't know when it smolders on and off for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you do a CT scan, you don't know it's there until it blows up. And now you've got like we call it left-sided appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
But it can metastatically send bacteria through your bloodstream to your prostate or other organs or even your bones.
Mm-hmm.
So when people think, well, you can't get that, you can have a sinus infection that metastatically can send, say, amoebic abscess into your brain or down into your lungs.
Well, preventative for that, I know I take the Allicin-med. What would you say is good preventative?
Well, you have three antipathogenics, and we're going to soon have our
Nutridyne. And Nutridyne, I take
that. I'd start off with Nutridyne first.
I take that.
Allicin-med.
Take that.
And Silver 100 and Nutridefense.
I take that.
Yeah. And then you're clearing all the cells.
Yeah.
For example, you can't develop plaque in your arteries unless you have nanobacteria. No nanobacteria, no plaque.
Oh, wow.
So if you take Nutridyne and Allicin-med, which kills off nanobacteria, and Silver 100, you can't make plaque. And then you get rid of the heavy metals like arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, whatever. You can't make plaque. People don't realize this. If you just simply remove the heavy metals and you kill off the nanobacteria, your arteries can't make plaque.
Wow, interesting.
Interesting stuff, eh?
It is. Next is Vogio or something like that from Whitby, Canada. He says, we are very new to Nutramedical and would like to find out more regarding your services. How do we sign up and register to gain access to the wellness conditions information? The wellness conditions information is available for our regular Nutramedical customers.
We call them our Gold Star customers. How's that?
Our regular customers.
The ones that actually go through the the inquiries through Mishi. They can't buy their way in. Even if they're a health professional, if they're not a regular customer and they pass the Mishi test, they don't get in.
And I always keep in mind that some people can afford.
Now, everybody can email.
Let me finish my sentence. Yeah. I always keep in mind that some people can afford a little and some people can afford a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And a regular customer that can afford a little is just as important as the regular customer that can afford a lot.
But here's the point. Everybody can get a free email consult by just emailing me what their issues are.
That is so true.
Everybody.
And that is true.
And even if you're not a customer, you can email and I'll tell you what to take, but there are our products. Now, if you're taking our products, you're going to get support because I'm going to say in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, if you email me back, how are you doing? I say, no, I'm not doing well.
No, that's very generous of you to do that for everyone.
It's a ministry.
Because how many times do you answer the email and never hear back and you just, you know, they're probably up there going Googling.
What percentage? I would say... It's a quarter of the people that I provide an email protocol actually follow through on everything I tell them. And maybe a half take some of the stuff.
Well, some of them only afford some of the stuff and they try their
best. Well, no, they try to second guess me is what they do.
Yeah, I talk to people. Some of them can not afford the entire thing. And
no, even when I give them only one or two things.
Oh, no, then that's a different
thing. I'm telling you that most of the people second guess because they think they can find a product that sounds like what I'm producing or we have available. And they're under the delusion that they can find a product that will have the same bioavailability, the same power, and the same biological effect, and they're deluded. They need to realize if they want my help, they need to use our products.
Well, you still continue to help everyone by...
Yeah, I do it for everybody. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a ministry.
You're still doing it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a ministry.
You know, we're not keeping track of it, really.
Nope.
Well, maybe.
Well, okay. I would like to see people help themselves because, you see, if you have a problem that I know a solution to, like we talked about with Matthew the first hour, about violent black criminals, and Matthew may not be aware of this, but if I had the data, let's say for 12 black young males that were involved with the criminal justice system, I could tell you precisely with imaging studies, organic acids in the bioplasm, and the metaplasia hunter in QRMA, I could tell you exactly what genes are involved, what parts of their brain are involved, what neurotransmitters and what other things are involved, and a protocol to actually make their brain be not abnormal anymore.
This is from Anonymous, and I think that you actually went out and said something about this at the beginning of the show. I was just told I have a blood sugar level of 286.
That's right. That's Anonymous again.
That's Anonymous.
He used to be popping up on Monty Python years ago.
Well, what's your blood sugar level supposed to be?
It should be fasting under about 115 to 120.
Okay.
And post-meal, it should be under 160 to 180 of 2 hours PC.
Uh-huh.
So this person is a frank diabetic.
And then a cholesterol of 235.
Well, over 200 is considered bad. But remember, cholesterol is not the problem that causes you to form plaque. It's small particle HDL, which nada of the doctors measure. They measure indirectly through nuclear spectroscopy VLDL3, which is bad also, but the worst is small particle HDL. And they don't measure other markers like fibrin degradation products, soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and if there's a genetic mutation called factor 5 Leiden mutation. And they never measure rheologic blood viscosity, which, by the way, the QRMA will pick up, and the metaplasia hunter, because if your blood is hyperviscous, you're going to form plaque. And the problem is the doctors need to measure small particle HDL by lipid electrophoresis, and they should measure blood viscosity, and they should measure these other products like fiber degradation products, and inflammatory markers like leukotriene B4 and oxidative markers of the blood vessel wall. So because they don't measure, including homocysteine, post-methionine challenge, because homocysteine is a direct inflammatory marker that independently will burn your artery walls as well as uric acid. If you have high uric acid or high homocysteine, you burn them.
When he says he has an A1C of 11.6, what's A1C?
It's where sugar is attached to his hemoglobin molecule. That's
okay.
Really bad. Over
what's
7,
11.6?
Over 7.2 is catastrophic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So over 11 is like, oh, my God.
Well, he says here he was prescribed metformin and
that's a good
Stanton.
One. Metformin is one of the few drugs that I approve for diabetes. In fact, it's being researched even in nematode worms that it lengthens their lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a study and they found that diabetics that have high blood sugar live longer than normal people if they take metformin. It actually is a life extension molecule. And the reason is it stimulates what's called cell apoptosis of mitophagy. So it gets rid of old damaged cells and old mitochondria, similar to the FOXO2 gene, which I have now. I did my 23andMe. I carry it as well. You see it in almost all the people that live to be a century. They have the FOXO2 gene, which means they have an accelerated rate of getting damaged old mitochondria and old cells. When you give the glucophage, it's one of the few things we know that actually stimulates autophagy and mitophagy.
But Ted, Ted.
So that's good, but I don't like a lot of the other drugs because they raise blood insulin, which is damaging. Insulin's bad, really bad. So if you push your blood insulin high, you get the sugar low, bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
You want to lower your blood insulin level and blood sugar, and you want to also lower glucagon because glucagon in your liver takes protein and turns it into sugar at night. So a lot of times a diabetic, the next morning, their blood sugar's high after a full night of sleep and 14 hours since their last meal. Their sugar's higher than after supper in the evening. Mm-hmm. And the reason is their body's taking their liver and turning protein into sugar. Bad, bad.
Yeah,
so berberstatin will block that.
Ted in an email. Dr. Bill, what nutrients would you recommend to replace the elements depleted by commercial fertilizers and farming practices? Would that be the Minerals Plus?
Both. Vitamin Max, Minerals Plus.
And Minerals Plus.
Yeah.
You take and that'll replace it for
And then take the Indium. And, of course, we have a new Indium product going to be launched, too. That's another advance beyond our Indium Ease. It helps to chaperone the
Keeping
minerals.
Keeping it
in.
Simple, probably.
Vitamin Max, Minerals Plus, and Life Support, of course, it contains the special minerals.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back, Greg.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Both human and dancers, especially if you dance with NutraMedical, you're going to dance into a healthier future.
I love that.
How's
song.
That? Yeah.
Bill, I'm not sure how to pronounce this guy's name. Mamadou or Mamadou?
Let me see if I can pronounce it. I like pronouncing foreign languages. Marmoud.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Deagle. I'm a 23-year-old male, and I've been struggling with many symptoms. I've lost all faith in doctors, hoping to try the functional approach, medical approach.
By the way, functional medicine includes medical doctors, surgeons, trauma people. Mm-hmm. It includes biochemists, infectious disease, stealth technology of pathogens, and intermediate metabolism. It includes chiropractic, osteopathy, herbology. It includes everything, including quantum mechanics and quantum biology. So when we say I've lost faith in doctors, it's a tiny fraction of what functional medicine is.
I also ask Almighty God that you can help me.
Right.
My symptoms are my lower back, neck, knee are in pain. The most recurrent are the back pain and also pain in the pelvis. He's only 23, too.
Right.
Chronic fatigue, even when doing minimal activity, difficulty sleeping, and sleep is always disrupted, and the feeling of tiredness when waking up. I do not feel rested.
Right.
I also have a very bad-smelling breath right after waking up and a very foul underpin odor, even a short time after washing. Recurrent constipation and diarrhea. And did you want me to stop for some of this?
I can give you an analysis. I'll just tell you what I've found so far.
Okay.
What you told me in his history is, number one, he's got a gut dysbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably has a stealth pathogen like Lyme disease or cytomegalovirus or Epstein-Barr virus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He very likely could have polypathogenics.
Bloating in the stomach.
Right. So you know he's got at least IBS, which means he's got a gut dysbiosis. And he's got abnormal gut bacteria and or yeast in there.
Very bad.
And he's
panic
very likely,
attacks.
And if he has panic attacks, it means he's got enough inflammation. It's crossing the blood-brain barrier to affect what's called the rage control nucleus and hippocampus. So he's having panic attacks. So this tells me that he should have had... this is conventional medicine before we even get to functional.
Yes.
Years ago, what I would have done was this guy sent off his blood work to immunosciences to look for money viruses. Nowadays, I do a QRMA or a hematopathy hunter to actually seek what's going on, to direct what tests I do on him.
Right.
It's almost certain he's got a gut dysbiosis, so he needs living probiotic ultra and berberstatin. That's number one. Number two, he's probably got a stealth pathogen, probably more than one, viral, bacterial, fungal, whatever. So we put him on at least two of the three antipathogenics. Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, Silver 100, now going to be turned to Nutru Silver.
Mm-hmm.
I put him on Nutri Defense. I give him things for his cognitive function. I would assume if he's got bad breath and so on, he has periodontal tooth problems.
After he washes, he has a bad foul odor.
I mean, if we check organic acids in his urine or his blood, we'd find he has abnormal metabolites because of dysbiosis or toxic metabolites. For example, he could have, like we mentioned with Dr. Martin, tyraminase deficiency, so he's got stinky fish type of breath. But the most common thing is periodontal disease or chronic sinus infection, or we call acid reflux with dysbiosis, where he's burping up abnormal gases from his GI tract. Like SBO, this is called small bowel overgrowth.
Yeah.
See, he's growing bacteria in a small bowel that should be sterile.
We don't talk much about the living probiotics, how important that is.
Yeah, living probiotic ultra, extremely important. This guy needs to start that first.
Well, my dear, it's time to go.
Yep.
God bless you. Thank you for listening. Always a pleasure to be here. We'll see you next week on Friday. And Bill,
thank you, sweetheart. I want to appreciate all the people out there, and I appreciate you coming in on Fridays and capping off a wonderful week to help all the people. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. And only order your nutraceuticals from NutraMedical. We're here to help you. We're here to pray with you. We're here to give you a pathway to wellness, both physical and spiritual and geopolitical.
Yeah.
So listen and
keep
heed.
Your eyes on God.
Absolutely. Take care, people.
Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the stand over.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.